What if, for example, Clinton or Trump is able to get a majority of working-class Presbyterians with a college education in the heartland counties of under 50,000 population? You get the point. When dealing with polls, there are only two options. The polls are either right or they're wrong. The predictions are either accurate or they're not. The polls either tell us who will be the president or they don't. Now, if the polls really do make accurate predictions about what voters are going to do, why do we need elections? Why can't we just rely on the scientific methods touted by the statisticians and just call the election today? We could save ourselves a lot of time, money, and aggravation, and just say the polls are correct and move on with our lives. But the polls, of course, are just a snapshot in time, and may not reflect at all what the voters are thinking today, and certainly not what they will do in November. In other words, what if the polls are just flat wrong? If that's the case, and I suspect it is, then why are newspapers, television networks, and websites doing all these stories based on inaccurate information? Then there are the polls conducted by the campaigns, and this is even more problematic. Both sides are claiming the real polls are showing victory for their candidate. Obviously, both sides can't be right, but once again we see all sorts of news stories about these polls as if they really mean something, which of course they don't. But here's something we can be sure of. The only poll that counts is the one in November, when the voters actually make a choice. I'm Larry Burris.